Okay, now we are going to talk about the PHP Innovation Award, and this time we have with us Christian V that won this big elephant with some nice stripes. The gold one is for being the winner of the year, and the silver one is for being the member of Team France that won the Innovation Award along with Lionel Lebeau and Kyuan. Okay, now we are going to talk about the winners of the November. First, we are starting from the JavaScript ones. Let me share the script here. Okay, so I'm going to increase the font here. And as you may see, there are like three nominees. I'll start talking about the first, and then you talk about the other. So the first that I would like to comment is Simple Synchronize JavaScript Event. That is a package from Gustavo Avila. He's from Brazil. And the package is capable of waiting and processing multiple asynchronous events. This is interesting package because sometimes you need to perform some task that consists of different asynchronous operations. So you need to have a way to wait for all of those tasks to be completed. So this is a nice package from Gustavo Avila from Brazil. The next package that I wanted to comment is JavaScript Lab Text Scroll. And this is a cool one from José Luis Lasso. And there is a demo here. Let's see if I can show it to you. I think you can see. Can you see this?
Yes.
Yes. It's pretty nice. It is like a text, a LED panel. And you can even switch from a square green lights to rounded red dots, LEDs, that would be called. So this package from José Luis Lasso from Spain presents a nice effect, and it is all configured with CSS styles to show the styles of the LEDs that are being scrolled. So congratulations for José Luis Lasso for this cool package that you can use, and all projects that are based on web pages that can run JavaScript. Christian, which one would you like to comment? I guess there is one remaining for you to comment, right?
Yeah, sure. So there is an interesting package for the pronunciation, from Asharang Singh from India. It's a jQuery plugin to scroll contents from one section to another. I don't think we have a demo, but one thing that I like in this package is that it's very short. It's very easy to use. It relies on CSS styles to perform jumping from one page to another. So it's a nice package for a nice ID, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, regarding the, since we only have three, that is all for the nominees up in November. They were voted on December, and then in January the results come out. So we can talk about them, so without influencing the results. I'm just going to show you how are the rankings. So basically, the Innovation Award of 2016 ended. So Share. It got here. Let me share the screen again. Okay, I think this is the right one. The rankings, as you may see, over a year for 2016 ended, although we did not talk about the December nominees, and the winner is Anders Toth from Hungary. So congratulations to Anders. And he won with 6 passes in 22 points. So in second came Dantini François from France. I don't know if you don't know Dantini, because he's from your country. Maybe you could know.
Yes. Dantini.
Okay. Do you know him?
No.
Okay. Maybe you meet someday. And he ended up in second with 5 packages and 18 points. Everton de Rosa in third place with 2 packages and 7 points. Juan Jose from Spain and Hakel Han are in fourth, tied with Farah Ud Haim. It's from Bangladesh, while Axel is from Switzerland and Jose from Spain. They have all 6 points. In seventh came Edvald Zimonek from Brazil, tied with Gustavo Oliveira da Havila from Brazil as well. And they are tied also with Afshin Ashkar from Iran and Martin Latter with from United Kingdom, all with 5 points. In the JavaScript Innovation Award, there are not so many participating developers, but there are quite a few packages published this year. So the final results by country: Hungary won with 6 packages, all from Anders Toth, so 22 points. In France, there are it is in second with 6 packages and 21 points. Then comes Brazil with 6 packages and 20 points. United Kingdom is tied with Spain in first place with 9 points. Then in sixth came Germany and Mexico with 7 points. Then Switzerland and Bangladesh tied with 6 points. And finally Iran with 1 package and 5 points. So this is the final results. So Anders Toth is also going to get an elephant, despite this is for the JavaScript. So there is elephant who also has his name. As you may see here from the elephant from Christian, and of course he'll have his name and show this country in the strike for the Innovation Award winners of the year, and it's a JavaScript instead of PHP, of course, because it's a different. And of course, there is also the strike for the winner. Not always the winner of the year is the winner of the country. It's also a winner as for its country. It happens this month, this year. So it's all right. You'll get the 2 stripes for the different awards. So next we are going to talk about the Innovation Award nominees for PHP classes. Let me share the screen here if I can. Here. Okay. Can you see it now?
Not yet. Yes.
Okay. So for November there are like 16 nominees. I can start talking about the first, then we talk about the others. So the first package that I want to comment is PHP Secretary URL Path from Dave Smith from the United States, and this is an unusual package because what it does is that it allows you to to have a page on which the user has to click some links on a sequence, and only he click the links by that sequence successfully, it will probably unlock some security protected resource. So this package is quite interesting because precisely of this idea that instead of requesting the user to type a password, you can request that it types some links according to some answers, and the user has to know the right answer to click on the right links by the correct sequence. So this is an unusual solution for protecting resources. For this, Dave Smith has chosen one downloadable copy of PHP AD Professional. This is a nice IDE that for PHP developers. The next package that I wanted to comment is PHP WordPress Login from Asif Ahmad Bazil. He is from Pakistan and has been a great contributor. And this package allows you to somehow authenticate your users in your site using a WordPress installation that you can have in your site or maybe in a separate site. So it has a script installed in your WordPress installation, and when you send a request to that script, it can authenticate if your username and password are correct according to the records of that WordPress installation. So this is another nice package. And for this, Asib has chosen a PHP tools for Visual Studio, which is a nice plugin for Visual Studio to support PHP. The next package that I want to comment is PHP Server Sent Events Library. This is basically a library that consists of a PHP part and a JavaScript plugin sends requests to the server. So it listens to events that are happening on the server side. And since those events may take some time to happen, they can be asynchronous, somehow PHP need to sense those events, and the PHP package, the JavaScript side on the browser needs to handle them. So this package provides a solution to implement both sites, and it is nice. And for this, the author Mohamed Al Baha from Morocco has chosen one big elephant for this. And I know that he already received his elephant in Morocco, and he's very happy, and we are waiting for him to send us some pictures that we can show to the PHP community. The next package that I would like to comment is PHP HTML Minified from Lars Mollekin from Germany. He has developed a package that seemed somehow that was like many others that exist, but they do some things that are quite clever. Basically, it processes HTML to remove unnecessary tags and attributes and comments and white space. But it does things that are not usual in these kinds of solutions, like removing attributes that are really not necessary, or they are obsolete because nowadays you use HTML5. And it does some other clever things. And for this, Lars did not pick a prize. I tried to contact him. Either he did not receive the message, or he did not want the prize. But in any case, if Lars is listening to this, please contact back the site, because we are entitled to some prizes, not just for this package, but for others. And he's since he did not reply, we don't know. So even if the authors that even that they may not want the prize because they are happy to participate, they if they can just tell us, oh, I don't want the prize, so we can move on and assign the prizes to the others, that would be helpful. Anyway, moving on to the next package. This one is IT event manager from Kirill Software from Bulgaria. This is a nice package that implements PSR 14 specification. This is a specification from the FIG, Framework Interoperability Group, and defines standard recommendations. And the PSR 14 specifically is to define interfaces for classes that manage events, publish and using the publish and subscribe pattern. So there are many packages that implement the event handling, but this one specifically follows that standard. And it is nice because it can be reused by many other projects that can use this package or others that implement the same standard interface. The next package that I want to comment, it's a nice one from Bruno Henrique Ferreira, and he is from Brazil, and this package allows you to create sort of what he calls post-it notes, but in reality are just images with text. This is not new, creating images with text, but what he has achieved is that you can use some fonts, and he creates the BMP image as output, but it does all in pure PHP, so it doesn't need any extension that supports images like the GDE extension. So it is nice because for some reason, you don't have that extension enabled in your system, you can use it, use this package. And to get the information for fonts, he has defined some XML files that are provided with the package. That you can see like here, I think, letters. So there is an XML file for that contains the coordinates of each dot in the letter that is being rendered. The next package that I want to comment, this one, this is a simple one, but is useful. There is this site that tracks the ranks of different sites. So this package is basically a PHP wrapper to call that API and retrieve the rankings of a given site if you specify the URL. And this one was developed by Afshin Akhar from Iran. And for this, he has chosen the PHP Storm IDE, which is a nice prize, very popular. Many authors pick that prize. So congratulations, Afshin, for your choice of prize and also for a nice package that is useful to get the ranks of sites. Finally, I want to comment on another package, in this case from Oleg Zorin. This package seems to do something that is quite common, which is generating unique identifiers. But this one is does something that is not so usual, which is to encrypt some information in the key using a certain encryption key. I don't know how it does it, because these unique identifiers, they are quite small. They do not have many characters to fit encrypted information, but somehow it did it. Just you can pass some information hidden in the unique identifier and encrypting it with a key, and then if you have that key, you can extract the information. So you can share secret information in keys when you are passing them to other people also sharing the key. So for this package, Oleg Zorin has chosen a book from Pact, which is a nice price. Well, I guess I covered mostly the packages that I meant. Christian, would you like to comment on the remaining packages?
Well, I'm having a look. Can you see my screen?
Let me share the packages. Let me find it. Too many Hangouts here. No, you are not sharing it yet.
Oh, let me try it again.
Try it harder. Okay, I can see it now.
You can see it now. Okay. So the next package is from Ahmed Saad from Egypt. It can download files from remote sites. You may think that it's something easy, but sometimes you have limited bandwidth, and this package can handle such conditions. It can also it provides also some mechanism to authenticate you with a user and password, and it can also as an FTP server could do, it can resume partially downloaded files, and it can restrict the bandwidth for downloading, so it can throttle the speed limit to do that.
Yes, that is a nice thing, because sometimes you cannot use much bandwidth, or you should not be making use of much bandwidth from the server. So that is a nice solution.
Yeah, sure. It's very useful.
Okay. What is the next one that you'd like to comment?
Let me have a look.
I guess, is it the next one?
You mean open court?
Yes. I don't know if you wanted to talk about another or just follow that order.
I would like to talk about package written by Omar Andres Barbosa. I don't know if I spell it correctly, from Colombia. Okay, well, what I like in this package is that it is another example of implementing a design pattern in PHP. So it is often an intellectual exercise, but it is also a source of inspiration. So this package is useful. It can be reused if you know your design patterns, of course. But it's a nice package. So personally, I like this kind of initiatives to provide some work that comes from companies' experiences, to provide them to a larger audience.
Yeah.
Okay, this is all I had to say on this package.
Yeah. Yes, that's okay. So what would be the next one?
Good question. Because, well, to tell the truth, Manuel,
aren't you finding the packages?
There are some packages which talk about topics I do not know yet, so I feel a little bit uneasy on commenting them.
Yeah, but you can just show them and tell what you think.
Okay. Okay, so let's try open card folder email template from István Dobrente from Hungary. Seems to be an interface to a standard that I, to an API that I do not know yet. I did not practice it. The open card API and database I can see.
Yes, that's it. That's the, it's for sending email for users that have purchased something on a site that uses OpenCart. I have not used OpenCart either, but that's what it seems to do, and it seems to be useful for that purpose.
Yeah, sure. So very specialized package. The next one I'm seeing is serialize a package from Theophilus Omo Regbi from Nigeria. Let's see. Okay, it takes an object of a class and uses reflection to extract the list of variables for which there is an explicit getter function.
Okay,
it allows you to serialize only what you want.
Yes, that's it. If you have a getter of a setter, well, I mean a getter, because a setter is not necessary, but the getter function, it will just use that function and call it to get the value and put it in a structure to serialize the class variable, and then that is okay. I guess it does also that thing of if it serializes an object, it also serializes the whole object. Calling the serialized function.
Yes. The serialized function is inside the class itself.
Yeah. Yes. It's part of. I think it's the toString function that it uses.
Okay. So you need a.
I think it's not necessary to have a toString function. That's what PHP calls when you ask to turn the object into a string.
Oh, okay. I understand the code. And for each property, you need to have a get property function.
Yeah.
For the data to be serialized. So.
Yes.
It's nice because you're not obliged to serialize the whole object because it can take space.
Yeah.
So this way, you can serialize only what you want to serialize in your object. The counterpart is that you need to define getter functions. To retrieve the data, but
yes, that way you have more control. So
more control, yes.
This one is from go back. So this one is from the author
Theophilus Omeregbi from Nigeria.
Yes, this. Authors did not yet pick a prize because it did not come on their turn, but they will be contacted soon. You can move on to the next package.
Okay, robot to automate interactions with Slack users from Marcel Postini, Germany.
No, this is useful. I don't know, do you use Slack? I don't use much Slack, but some people want to use Slack. I guess with you can write robots in PHP to create some interaction with users in the Slack channels.
Okay, but personally, I don't know Slack at all, so.
Yes, that's for Teams. If you don't participate in a team, probably doesn't make sense, but that's what it is meant So, again, this author did not yet pick a prize, but not upcoming turn, but you'll be next. The Packager one you already commented. There are three more. You can leave the one that is from you to for the last because you know it better. So move on to the next.
You mean a paper, Nick?
Yes, those are the two remaining.
Oh.
It is loading.
Yes, it is loading, but...
This is that package that has thousands of files.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it is... Maybe leave it that window loading. Because yeah. You're probably... there it goes.
Okay, it's here.
It was not retrieving from the cache.
So this one is from... Murat Sidili, I don't know if I spelling it well, from Turkey.
So yeah, it has thousands of files, 14,000.
Oh, yes.
I think he installed a kernel inside a package.
Yes, so I won't go through the thousands.
No, please don't go. It's too many files.
But
it's a package. But actually, I reviewed, and or else I would not have nominated it. But go ahead.
Well, it covers an interesting topic, which is collaborative management of documents. Sometimes some companies need to share documents and make them accessible for certain categories of users. So what I guess is that such package allows you to do that. It also supports quick search and allow you to retrieve documents based on your search.
Yes, actually, that package is basically a wall site.
Yeah,
because you can do many things. And let me, if you go there below, there is an online demo, and you can see that. It is a wall suit, but okay, don't go there now because it would probably take a long time. But
yes, as you say, it's a whole suit.
Yeah, so it's quite elaborated. That's why it wasn't nominated.
Yeah, sure.
But that is fine. So there was one more remaining besides your one.
Simplex solver from Doni Ansari from Indonesia.
Yes.
So this is a class to deal with a simplex algorithm. So it's really specialized. It's useful to have such a class in PHP.
Yes, because simplex. I think it's too for optimization problems, right?
Yes.
I'm not an expert on the topic, but that's what I remember it was the purpose. And so it requires some special knowledge to implement this package.
Yeah, sure, because I think it's about combinatorial problems.
Yeah.
So it's a nice package.
Okay.
But okay, so it's also oriented in displaying the results.
There are some screenshots that show what it looks like. I think it's the output.
Oh, yes.
Not that I understand that, but it seems to deal with the matrices of values. Well, okay. If you don't understand much, what is the simplex method, that's all we can say.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, I guess the remaining one is about yourself, about your package.
Oh.
I suppose it is easier for you to talk about your
package. Yes. So the author is Christian Vigo from France.
Oh, who could be? Somebody that published 27 packages. Did you publish all those 27 packages last year now?
Well, I think it took something like 15 months, as far as I can remember.
Oh, the submitting the packages, not writing the code.
Not writing the code.
Yeah.
Among the 27 packages.
Yeah, I see.
I think only 7 were written.
And you still have a lot more packages to submit, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure. This one was just a recreation. I just wanted to test how to use the Windows Management Instrumentation interface with PHP on Windows.
Yeah.
So I designed a class for that. And my first exercise was to know which driver letters were assigned on my system.
Oh, I see. So it's like to see which are the mounted drives.
Yes, yeah, sure. Which kind of what kind of drive is mounted?
Ah, that too. That's nice. I remember that package.
Is it a USB device, hard drive, CD-ROM, or something like that?
Yeah. And for this package, we did not pick a prize. It did not come your turn. I remember. But don't worry, it will come your turn because. Since when we have many nominees, it takes time for the first nominees to pick prizes. There are many prizes from sponsors, but it takes a bit. Yeah. Anyway, this was the last one, right? So
yes.
Let me just show you briefly how the Innovation Award ranking ended up for 2016. Despite we are talking here about only of the nominees of November, there is also still December. It will come up next month. So as for authors, the winner we all know is Christian Vig by far with 12 packages with the 95 points, and with this. Christian Vig raised to 6 in the ranking of Innovation Award overall for all these years, since 2004 when it was started. And in second place, Dave Smith also did a great participation like in last year. That I think he was busy with some work and did not submit packages all months, but he submitted still 6 packages, so he earned 54 points and contributed for the United States, almost won. Did not get come close.
Yeah, sure.
Not just Dave Smith, but all his colleagues from the United States submitted 16 packages. But Dave Smith submitted 6 of those, and reached the second place. So other than that, Johnny Maas from the Netherlands reached the third position with 41 points. Johnny is from the Netherlands, of course. Once in a while, I contact him. Then in fourth place is Luciano Salvino with 4 packages and 40 points. Then Lars Modkin from Germany with 4 packages and 37 points. Followed by Bharat Parmar from India with 3 packages and 34 points. Bruno Enrico Ferreira Oliveira from Brazil with 3 packages and 32 points. Kirill Safchev from Bulgaria with 4 packages and 38 points. Alexei Namir from Russia with 2 packages and 27 points is tied in 9th with Mohamed El Baha from Morocco. By country, as I mentioned, France won with 16 packages with 130 points, which is a quite good participation and allowed France to reach the third position.
Mm-hmm.
In the overall ranking, which is quite a good participation. I'm sure it was with great help of you, Christian V, because you submitted 12 of the 16 packages that allowed France to win this year. So,
well, it was a surprise.
You are kidding me. We submitted bazillions of great packages. Only 12. And let's see if you can beat the great participations this year of like Dave Smith and Cesar Rodas in the past. Mm-hmm. So I think Cesar won twice the Innovation Award of the Year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Dave Smith, I think he was the only one to win it twice. Mm-hmm. Anyway. As I mentioned, the United States came very, very close until the previous month. It was ahead, but still with a small difference. And finally, France passed, but it was still a great performance, probably one of the best ever from the United States, because you can go here and see the other years. For instance, last year, Dave Smith did an excellent performance with 28 packages and 257 points. It means like if in 12 months he sent 28 packages, that is more than 2 per month. And I just mean the innovative ones, that there may have been some non-innovative ones. I was talking about the United States, not specifically Dave Smith. Dave Smith sent 16 packages, which is more than one package per month in average.
Mm.
Anyway, back to 2016. In third place, Brazil also did well. Actually, Brazil started well the month of the year with several great participations.
There is a good community in Brazil.
Yes, there like 10 packages and 112 points, which is also great
yes.
participation. Overall, all these years, Brazil is in second. So,
congratulations.
Yes. I'm not participating in the Innovation Award ever. Although I'm not accurately from Brazil, I live in Brazil, so I have no influence over the participation in Brazil, except that maybe some people know me personally.
I meant congratulations to your country.
Yes, you can say it's my country, although it's my adoptive country. I'm originally from Portugal, and this makes a lot of confusion because people think I'm in Portugal, although I moved to Brazil
Okay.
Like 18 years ago. Anyway, in fourth place, Russian also did an excellent performance with 10 packages and 85 points. Then India, which is always a great country participating with many packages and nominees in seventh, in fifth place with seven. Netherlands with 5 packages and 57 points. Germany came close in 7 with 7 packages and 56 points. Spain is in 8th place with 6 packages and 55 points, tied with Argentina. In 10th place, Nigeria with 5 packages and 46 points. It's interesting just to notice that often the volume of participation of each country is related with the size of the population. So,
yes.
Except maybe for China, I don't know, probably Chinese may have difficulties with sharing the code, but because the English is not their natural language.
Yeah, sure.
So they have some difficulties, but as you may see, the countries here are usually the largest ones, or probably the countries that have more programmers. And that is nice, although that doesn't mean a thing, because, for instance, France is not small, but it's not as large as many other countries. But they have Christian Week.
It seems I'm everywhere.
Yes, well, at least this last year, and I hope that the current year and the following years, you have made a difference for France. But as you may see, France is in third place overall.
Well, I try to, because I have so many ideas.
And it's good. And I hope you are having fun.
Ah, yes.
Participating. I see that you are very active updating your packages as well, not just submitting them.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
It is also nice.
Whenever.
And I remember that you also told me that you have some more articles to write about your packages.
Yes, right. Unfortunately, I did not have time to write them. So
yes, that's okay.
It's working, but not yet.
Yes. That's okay. Take your time. I'm sure the community will appreciate, because often the articles are the ones that attract more users to the packages.
Yes, I noticed that indeed. Yes.
Because if you write a detailed article, people want to learn what is in the article, and they are recommending some packages, they start using it, and they start posting comments on the support forums to ask for more features and so on. And so that is why it is always good to write articles. Okay, well, with this, we practically ended this Innovation Award podcast hangout. There will be a separate hangout with Christian Wieck again, but this time just dedicated to his participation in the Innovation Award PHP in 2016. So on my behalf, that is all for now. We'll be back in a moment. Bye.